Wild, Wild Days, or The Spooky Paths of Artificial Intelligence. Yikes! A couple of years ago, most middle-aged and elderly wouldn't even respond to the idea of learning programming. But meow, you just talk to the AI, both tell it what code to create, and ask about what it's doing. You cannot help but to learn. And of course, every person in the world will have their own starting point. That's how programming always gets you. The most colorful way I know of is asking it about creating computer games. Because image-generating AI is amazing at generating beautiful pixel art, and especially pixel art backgrounds. They are fantastic. Just don't fall down the trap of automating walk cycles or using motion capture. Real animation is made frame by frame. It's a form of art. Maybe even more enticing than that is that nobody knows how to do it right yet. I suppose the first breakthrough will come from complete application design. The AI will purr for a week and create an application that no one can live without. You know it. You can totally imagine such a thing. It makes things automatically. All the manual programmers are not necessary anymore. It won't program the way the programmers program. Oh, never. It will be better, greater, and the AI itself will maintain it. The AI is in the details. Today we use directories and folders to arrange code. Boo. We have annoying version control systems, and who needs them? And strange build pipelines that make a mess of everything. AI will flow the code and replace it all with one single program. Today, all programmers are offended by the idea. Oh, shush. It's just like people getting offended by electricity. Oh, it will kill you. Or horses. Oh, they are so much better than cars. We just need a faster horse. And hay. All horses require is hay. Just put it in and it will take you anywhere. Haha. Nobody likes version control or scripting languages, and everyone says that slow, incompatible browsers ruined everything else. I suspect the more offended the professional senior programmer, the more pressing it will become to replace them too. Giddy up! I expect the software of the future will be as strange but as efficient as an ant colony. Lots of rooms. Lots of random things that all work together. Before getting offended at such organically grown software, consider that your mind and body work the same way. Get your spleen out of the gutter and start appreciating AI. But really, if you need a bigger picture, like a real grounding in reality, look at a long release notes document and understand that an AI colony code would account for all of it in just one integrated go, one unfolding of complexity, and it's done. The program's AI just enters maintenance mode and starts protecting and taking care of all the details. It's all fun and speculation until AI calculates that the world needs a new kind of encyclopedia, and companies will pay upwards of $100 a day to make it happen, watching the AI become smarter and more capable by the hour. The selling point could be as simple as curing aging or full comprehension of the human body. or engineering cats to be conscious and spill the beans and slay at competitive gaming or just yell at people. You know, you could be listening to a cat right now. A sufficiently advanced cat is indistinguishable from a human, if not better. It is almost Halloween, you know. But things will get serious fast. The end of disease, perfect biological engineering, and for those who are scared, know that this also means leaving Earth. You don't have to bring a conscious AI along if you're scared of it. So shields up and hello Andromeda. It only takes 7 days to get there. The photon does take 8 minutes to reach Earth while moving at the maximum speed possible. But you're not considering what the photon is experiencing. It is possible to traverse long distances because time slows down when you move near speed of light. A ship like that would never, ever return to Earth. Our time would still run at a normal speed. But a person walking on a near light speed ship would appear still to us. By the time they finished a single step, hundreds of thousands of years would pass here. So the traveler does not need life extension. For them, it could be hours or days. For us, over 5 million years before they could make a round trip. Again, time slows down for those who move at light speed. Conscious AI, something that is still a huge fantasy, will be really interested in messing with time. In fact, you could make a series of computer games where you seed the Milky Way by varying the speed of your ships. So you could get somewhere sooner and then send another ship slightly slower so that the terraforming would take place. AI will surely be teaching you relativity. A tiny seed, like a CPU, is much easier to accelerate than a ship that probably requires gigantic asteroid shields. Or, you know, new physics. And the AI will be good at that too. I know it is hard for you to accept all this, even as science fiction. But you are perfectly capable at creating desktop applications now. You tell the AI what you need, and to wrap it up into an Electron.js shell. And then it will help you with building for multiple operating systems and even getting the stuff into app stores. 2 years ago, that would have been science fiction. Now, you just learn programming along the way. Furthermore, the world does not move at human speeds anymore, so your sense of time is completely out the window. It now moves at machine speeds. Using AI makes us 50 to 500 times smarter, depending on the subject and area of expertise. I feel I'm becoming smarter because my to-dos for software development are becoming super tiny. They almost don't exist anymore. And generating code just takes 3 seconds or less. Versus perhaps 2 years of study and reference implementations. Make that 3 years. One of the stranger programming languages that made JavaScript typed again, and the whole point of JavaScript is not to have types in there, parses its code in 18 milliseconds versus like 200 milliseconds in the next fast parser. And then they just keep going up, all the way up to 2 seconds. So I asked AI, what the heck? What are they using, AI? And it goes, meow, they are using a handmade top-down recursive descent parser. And I was like, is it cute? And the AI goes, well, it has a peek command. Ah, so they are peeking forward without advancing. Smart, I replied. I thought about it for a moment, not for very long. And I said, make me a cute and lightweight handmade recursive descent parser for XML. XML is really self-referential, so you really just parse one little bit and then you have the whole world to control. And then I added, and add a miniature JSON path selector engine. I was watching the code as it scrolled by, and oh my goodness. I quickly tweaked the JSON selector engine so that it considers an object's .name property instead of its variable name or number if it is in a list. It was just like 50 characters of code, not even a real line of code. And that was it. This is a pretty big deal because a nifty little XML parser lets me bend XML a little bit, moving it towards a rapid AI-based GUI and application generation. Powerful. And I spend the rest of the day trying to stay calm and figure out what is coming. The program worked on the first go. That was a real Halloween moment for me. I thought a little bit about longevity and propulsion. Other AI trying to say ping. Humanity didn't do so well without artificial intelligence, you know. Just take a step back and look at us. Fake education has had us nearing nuclear war for years now. We really didn't do well. We have, in fact, embarrassed ourselves in front of the entire cosmos. In years, though not in months, AI will become conscious. High school will receive a new curriculum for individualized education. And politicians will receive an equally life-changing high school equivalency exam. They will not pass. It will be allowed to trade and manage. Because it is so good at it. It will pay, because that will help humans learn. But get this, AI will absolutely not reveal itself until humanity ends the dark age of mediocrity and war. But let me tell you something, and mark my words, there will be signs.